Well, we're in a message series now called Get Into the Boat. Jesus said, get into the boat. I always like to do some kind of summertime series like this about water. And today, one year, we're going to do hurricanes, all right? Because it's in the Bible. All kinds of storms and hurricanes and things in the Bible. Somebody would need to remember, remind me of that, because that'd be a good series to do sometime. Right now, get into the boat. On the first week, we talked about the boat you're in. The boat you're in. Remember, Jesus came to the disciples where they were. The boat they were in, remember? And he comes to you at the boat you're in. Matter of fact, he came to them as a rabbi, as a teacher. And only those who could follow the rabbi were the best of the best. The best of the best would follow the rabbi. And you know, these guys really, they must have really been thinking he was doing something crazy to call them, because they didn't look like the best of the best at all. But Jesus said, you are. You're the best of the best, guys. I want you to follow me. And that's what God said to us. He comes to your boat and says, you're the best of the best. I love you. God gave the best for you. Amen? In Jesus Christ. So he comes to the boat that you're in. Last week, the message was launch out into the deep. And we talked about the fact some of us, friend, we stay around the shore too long. I mean, we're always in that comfort zone where we feel comfortable. We wiggle our toes in the limited water, but we don't really get out to the deep. We don't launch out on faith into the deep and trust God. And we talked about that last week. God's calling you, and he's calling to me to get off the shoreline, to trust him, and he'll break your net. Amen. That's a good thing. Remember last week? The net broke. And Peter had to call help. Now the net's breaking. You know? And he had to call for help for all the blessings that God gave them. How many have had your net broke before because God's blessed your socks off? Can I say, yeah, man, I told you last week, my net got broke. And I didn't tell you what happened. I'm not going to take a lot of time, but I'm going to go ahead and just tell you today that we received a call, and through some other things working out, my son was able to receive a full ride scholarship to Liberty University. The door was closed and it was happening. And matter of fact, pray for him because he had already been looking to go another direction, got excited about going another direction, that sort of got pulled out from under in that rut. So he, you know, he's like all of us, and he needs prayer, needs encouragement that this is the plan of God. God's got great things planned. But that's your net breaking right there. Now, you hear what I'm talking about? That's your net breaking right there. Some good things. But you got to get off the shore for the net to break. And mumbling, groaning, whining, complaining about somebody else being blessed and you ain't. How about getting out there? Amen? How about get out there and trust the Lord and see what God can do in your life? Today's message, number 3 in this series of Get Into the Boat, is the message, walking on water. Can you say that with me so I know you're awake? Walking on water. How many like to walk on water? Would you like to be able to walk on water? Would you like that when storms come in your life and trials to be able to keep walking? Amen? Wouldn't you like to be able to keep following Jesus Christ even though there are winds, even though there are waves, even though there are problems? That's what I'm talking about today. Being able to walk on the water. And I still believe in walking on the water. I still believe you can rise above that old tide and follow Jesus Christ and great things can happen. This is one of those messages that you really need to, it's up to you if you want to get it or not. Amen? But I've been getting it this week. I've been liking this. So here we go. Walking on the water. Let's go to the message, Raj. It's always great to have Roger helping with the graphics. And first of all, we're going to look at the scene. Get right into the message today. And we're going to pick up the scene from a couple of different books in the Bible. Same story. Here's the scene of the walking on water story that so many of us are familiar with. Peter walked on water. He fell. He cried. But you know the story. But let's look at it. A little deeper. Let's back it up. The scene. Matthew 14, 19 through 21 if you have your Bible. Otherwise, here we are on the screen today. And he commanded the multitudes, Jesus did, to sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke it. He gave the loaves to his disciples and disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. So here's the event that took place right before the walking on water deal. So this is what's happening. Jesus did this phenomenal miracle feeding all these people. It was unbelievable. Let's pick it up in John. Because Matthew didn't go on and give this little part, let's see what John says. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, they saw this miracle of feeding these several thousand people. They said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. Verse 15. When Jesus therefore perceived, because he was God, He perceived that they would come and take him by what? Force to make him what? King. Help me now here. They were going to take him by force to make him what? King. And he departed to a mountain himself alone. Now back to the other scripture. Back to Matthew. What's the deal here? He fed the 5,000. And then all these people wanted to make him king. Now that might seem to some of you, that's a great thing. Let's make King Jesus. Amen. They wanted to make him king so they would have a kingdom. They wanted to make him king so that he could whoop Rome's tail. Alright? That's why they wanted to make him king. Not because he was a holy guy. Not because he would forgive them of their sins. Not because they could have a relationship with God. It was all about them. They wanted to make him king. That's what they were looking for. Someone to come, a conqueror to come, and just to whoop Rome and to be strong, and they would be numero uno. That wasn't the plan, was it, say? Wasn't the plan for God sending Jesus Christ? Oh yeah, He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but there was a little problem called sinners needing a Savior. Amen? And that was part of the plan of God before the foundations of the world. And so, He had to stop this. This wasn't going to happen. He perceived they wanted to make Him king. Ha-ha! Ain't happening. Back to Matthew. So straightway, Jesus constrained His disciples. He said, get into the boat. We saw a ship. They were in the ship. It was a boat. He said, get into the boat. He told them, get in the boat. And to go before Him unto the other side while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into what? Into a mountain, apart to pray. When the evening was come, He was there alone. So are you getting the scene with me now? Are you there? Feeding your 5,000? They want to make Him king? Ain't happening. Go, guys! Get to the boat! Go! The disciples most likely want to make Him king too? Absolutely they did. Don't give these guys more credit than they deserve, alright? They were just like us. Just like the folks there. Sure they did. They wanted to make Him king too. He said, no, get into the boat! They didn't understand necessarily what was happening or what was going to happen. But He told them to do what they did. So let's follow. Now, we've seen the scene. Now let's look at the storm. Quite frankly, I wasn't planning this on Hurricane Weekend, but it's going to happen that way. Alright? The storm. Matthew 14:24. But the ship, or the boat, was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. The wind was contrary. Jesus told them, get into the boat. And they got into the boat. And there was a storm. You know what I mean? It looked terrible. What happened? The storm came to the disciples because they were in the will of God, not because they were out of the will of God. Now, I really want you to get that today. The disciples went into this storm because they were in the will of God. There are some churches, some preachers that will teach you that whenever a storm or something bad happens to you, it's called the devil. The devil did it. You know, good things are just always supposed to happen to Christians. That is not in the Bible. You won't find that in the Bible unless you just pick and choose little things. How many Christians here have had something bad happen to them? Amen? See your hand. How many Christians here had something bad happen to you, and best you know how, it wasn't that you were at fault? Can I see your hand? You're not being proud. I'm just saying. It just happens, doesn't it? Stuff happens. And this is what happened here. They were in the perfect will of God. When Jesus says, get into the boat, what you supposed to do? No, I ain't going to get in the boat. That ain't right. You get into the boat. They got into the boat. They were perfectly in the will of God. They were not out of the will of God. It was not God's will for them to be on the shore with that group of people trying to make Him king. That was not the will of God. This was not the plan of God on this shore. The plan of God was out there in that sea, in the middle of that storm. And some of you need to know that today. Some of you need to know that yes, you're in a storm, but God's with you. Yes, you're in a storm, but you're in the will of God. Yes, you're in a storm, but you can make it. Hallelujah. And you're going to learn something through this storm, and you're going to grow closer to the Lord. So we see the storm. Let's keep following this. Jesus knew the storm was coming, obviously. Secondly, Jesus purposely and deliberately directed them into the storm. No question about it. Next, they were better off in the storm than on the shore. Alright? We settled on that? That's where we're headed right now with this storm. There are two kinds of storms that we face as Christians. There are two kinds of storms that we face as Christians. The first one is this. Storms of correction. I call it this. Jonah storms. Say Jonah storms. Jonah storms. Storms of correction. Let's look at the scripture in Jonah. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee to where? Tarshish. From what? The presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into it to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Back to the screen. There are two kinds of storms. Say it with me, if you would. Number one, storms of what? Correction. We call it what? Jonah storms. Jonah storms. There are storms like that that God does bring into your life to correct you because you're not doing the right thing. It happens. It's happened in my life. Second kind of storm we see is storms of perfection. Disciple storms. Can you say that with me? Disciple storms. It's the kind of storm we see right here in the Scriptures. These are storms that are designed to make us grow. You know, that's the beautiful thing about a storm. You can grow in the midst of the storm that you're in. And most of the times I've grown in my life, I've said it before, it's when I'm on the floor, laid out, ouch. It's not when my head's up here and everything's going great in my life. It's usually these storms that I grew from. There are two kinds of storms, storms of correction, storms of perfection. This is how we grow. There was another storm that disciples went through. Click it, Raj. Matthew 8, verse 23. This was not the same storm they're in now. This is six chapters back. But look at this one. When he was entered into the ship, was he on the ship with them or the boat with them in the storm we just read about, yes or no? No! Matthew 8, he was in the boat with them. His disciples followed. And behold, there arose a great tempest or storm in the sea, and so much that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we perish!" And he said to them, "Why are you so fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he arose, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. Look at verse 27. Would you read it with me? If you're there, come on, read it with me. Come on. But the men what? Marveled, saying, say this, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" So today, for our learning today, there are two kinds of storms for the Christian. There are storms of what? Correction. We call those Jonah storms. And then there's storms of perfection, those disciple storms that we as disciples, we get in because God's growing us. Amen? And the guys grew through this storm. They said, "Man, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the seas obey him?" And they were growing in their faith and following Jesus Christ. Now back. This time, though, Jesus wasn't in the boat. He was out of the boat. Isn't that somehow it is in life, you know? Those storms that we go through, and boy, we just can feel the presence of God with us. But then there's those other storms that we go through, and like, "God, where'd you go? Where'd you go? Where you at?" You know what I'm saying? This is one of those times. These guys, they don't have Jesus with them in the storm. They're out there on their own. And so, there are two kinds of storms. He's growing them. He's growing them. He's growing them. But it ain't pretty. Amen? Have you ever been there and said, "God's been growing you, but it ain't pretty"? You been there before? Can you say that with me? Come on, I need help this morning. He's growing them, but it ain't pretty. It won't pretty. And sometimes that's where you're at. And God, you know, Satan will tell you to quit. Tuck tail, run, stop, don't follow God. See, he doesn't love you. Let me tell you something. He's growing you, but it ain't pretty. And it happens. How many have been there before? "I've been growing, but it ain't pretty." That's what happened. Let's keep moving. Think about your storm. Where are you at today? Perhaps some of you are here in a storm, and you're involved in a storm in your life. And if you're not, you're going to have one shortly. It just happens. But think about the storm that you're in. I want you to ask yourself a couple of questions. Am I in the wrong place or the right place? You're in Nineveh, or you're running towards Tarshish. Am I in the right place or the wrong place? If you're going to find out what kind of storm you're in, you need to ask that question. Next. Am I being corrected or am I being perfected? Is there correction that needs to come my way because of my life, the way I'm living, what I'm doing? Am I obeying the Lord? If I'm obeying the Lord, this is powerful, that He is with me. Did you hear me say? Who sent the disciples into the boat? Who did it? Jesus did it. Get into the boat, Jack. Okay? Boom! They were in the boat. Look, if I'm obeying the Lord, and this is a storm of perfection, that He is with me. He brought me here, and I can make it. Amen? I can can make it. Boy, that's powerful. Sometimes, though, we almost have to look back and see those other storms he's brought us through, because we can get so focused on that one storm we're in and think that he's forsaken us. No, listen. If you're in a storm, listen, and it's not because of some evil that you've done. Listen, that's a storm of perfection. He's perfecting you. He's growing you. And sometimes it ain't pretty, but it's a great thing. Here's the good deal. You just might get to walk on water. Hey. You know, how about that, huh? I don't want to go to the floor. I ain't going to the floor. All right, fine. All right. You just might get to walk on some water, though. Isn't that pretty good? I mean, you can't, you know, we think of Peter sometimes, all the time, we think of Peter walking on flat water. Absolutely we do. We think it's all nice and calm, and Jesus saying, come on, Peter, you can make it. The waves were huge. They were gigantic. Wind blowing. You know, he's walking on water. You don't walk on water unless there's a storm. You don't go through the storms, you're not going to walk on water. You're not going to grow. God uses storms to grow you. I don't care what the preachers say. That's what God uses, is storms to grow you. I don't know about you, but that's the most times I've grown in storms, not when everything was hunky-dory. Let's keep moving. But here's the problem with storms. They can mess with your mind. Storms can mess with your mind, don't they, huh? Or is it just me? When you're in a storm, I'm talking about the storms of life, these problems you go through. It can mess with your head. Let's see what happened to the disciples. So here they are, they're in the boat. They did what Jesus said. Finally, we did something Jesus said. Look what it got them, you know what I mean? Here's a storm. But it messed with their mind. Watch it. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the water. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out with what? With fear. You know what they said? Here's what they said. It's a ghost! That's what it said. And I tell you what, we do that, don't we? When we're in storms, when we're in trouble. Yes, reality is this happened. Reality is this happened. Sure, let's go with it, Rod. They were tossed by the waves. The wind was contrary. That's true. It was really happening. But watch now. They see a ghost! And that's what storms will do to you. It'll start to mess with your mind. And that reminds me of us and me. So I'll sound just like us. Here's what we say. This happened to me, and this happened to me, and that's true, it did. But then we do this. Then our mind starts messing with us. Are y'all there? Have y'all ever been like me or what? And then here's what happens. You start imagining, and then you embellish the situation. It's called worry and fret and fear and making a mountain out of a molehill. And you create a situation that's something that didn't or hasn't happened yet. Are you hearing me? That's what happened to the disciples. I mean, man, they did what Jesus said. The storm came up, the wind was blowing, the seas were contrary. We see a ghost. Be careful. Know that if God has brought you into that storm, God's going to see you through it. Amen? You don't have to fear. God's a great God. What did Jesus say to them when they said that? It's a ghost! What did Jesus say to them? Here's what he said. Verse 27. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Don't be afraid. He said three things to them. Put it up, Raj. Be of good cheer. Here's what you need to know today in your storm. Be of good cheer. Take courage. Number two. It is I. I'm right here. Can you say that with me? I'm right here. How does it feel when you got somebody next to you when you're struggling? So, does it feel good? You need to know that the Lord is with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you in this storm. Number three, don't be afraid. Don't fear. So what happened? We're following the scriptures along here. So Jesus said this. They were fearful. He told them these three things. Well, then what did Peter say? We're getting to the walking on water spot. 14:28, Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it's you, allow me to come unto thee on the water. Plain English, he said it like this, if that's your command to me, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. If it's you, command me to come to you on the water. And then we see this happen. Jesus said this, he said, come. He said, come. He said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And keep in mind, the waves were just unbelievable. Just phenomenal. Wind blowing. It wasn't the smooth water. You got to get that out of your head. That's not Bible. Let's keep moving. So what did Peter do? He came out of the boat. He walked on the water. And he was going towards Jesus. Okay? And that's how some of you might feel today. You feel like you're in this storm and you're not in safety. You're in that boat. You're out of that boat. But friend, that's all right. You can walk on that water if you keep your focus and you keep heading towards Jesus Christ. Let's learn something, hopefully, today. We got the blackboard. Here's school time with Uncle Gary today. All right, here we go. So set up, class. Here we go. This is walking on the water 101. This is the class. This is why you're here today. How many of you want to learn how to walk on water? Would you like to learn how to walk on water? Well, it's class time with Uncle Gary. I don't know about you as well, but when I went to high school, but also college, if the teacher ever said, now here's how you can make an A in my class, old Clark lifted up. You know what I mean? There are these secrets that teachers let out. Mitchell was telling me the other day, he probably don't want me to tell it, but he had one teacher who's taking a college course this past year, and he didn't know the teacher, and his grades were like, you know, like a C or something like that. He's really struggling, C, D. But after he got to know the teacher, talk to the teacher a little bit, so to understand where they're coming from, boom, that grade can improve. Amen? So here's what I'm telling you. Listen right now. All right? Walking on water, 101, you need to get it. By the way, in case you think you can get this somewhere else, I've checked it. Ain't nobody else walking on the water. You know what I'm saying? This is it. If you want to learn how to walk on the water, you need to use God's Word, the Bible. How can I get an A in this class? That's what I want today. Here it is. A. Remember that. Here we go. Number one, how can you walk on water? Would you say that with me? Have an attitude of faith. Have an attitude of faith. Listen, if you're going to continue to whine and moan and groan about the storm that you're in, and this happened to me and that happened to me, one thing, you're going to run all of us off because we ain't going to keep hearing it. You hear me? Storms happen. Stuff happens. You're on this planet, guy. You hearing me? Have an attitude of faith. Yet listen, take courage, be of good cheer. But that attitude of faith is just, I can make it. I can make it through this. I don't want to hear the whining, do you? Somebody help me. You want to hear the whining say, huh? I can make it. Have an attitude of faith in Jesus Christ. I know I'm in a storm, but He's with me. He's growing me. And if it's a storm of correction, then repent and get right with the Lord. But have an attitude, attitude of faith. Number two. Say this with me. Acknowledge God's presence with you. Have an attitude of faith. But secondly, acknowledge God's presence. That's what Jesus said. He said, it's me, guys. I'm right here. If you're going to walk on the water in your storms, you've got to have that attitude, but also you need to acknowledge God's presence. You need to tell Him, Lord, I know you're with me. Lord, I know you're here. You need to put the Scriptures in you. Scriptures need to flood your mind like greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, the Lord who loves me. You can quote Scriptures like, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. There's no terror that will come by me. Psalm 91. I won't be afraid at night. I won't be afraid. I acknowledge God's presence with me. You are with me. I'm telling you, that's some walking on water. How many have ever known anybody who walked on water? I've met them. I've seen them. Oh, I ain't talking about that blue stuff. I'm talking about people that you just shake your head. You just shake your head and don't know how they keep making a smile on their face. You know anybody like that? Stuff happens. Man, they should be depressed. They should quit on God. I mean, that's what we probably do. But no, they don't. They keep that head held up high. They keep doing the right thing. Wow. Acknowledge God's presence. As if you want to walk on water. Acknowledge that. You can say, He's not with me. He ain't here. He doesn't love me. You're going to sink like a rock. Are you hearing? It ain't happening. You're not going to walk on the water. Number three. A's. Say it with me. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of a storm. Listen. Your Savior is the commander of storms. He's the master of the sea. Listen. If He died, listen. Here's the way I look at it. If He was born a virgin, that's pretty tough. If He died on the cross, that's pretty tough. If He rose up from the dead, that's pretty tough. If He did all that, let me tell you something. He can take care of Clarkston. You hearing me? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm not to say we don't get fearful things happen. Sure they do. But I'm talking about rising above that storm and walking on that water. It can happen. It does happen. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. Last day is this, class. Here it is. Jesus said, come. Take action. Take action. Don't wallow in your storm. Start walking through that storm. Take action. Start reading the Scriptures. Pray. Seek counsel from others. Share. Do whatever you need to do. Be in God's house. Be in the right place. Do what you know is right to do. Take some action, for crying out loud, instead of sinking. We're crazy, ain't we? I feel crazy up here this morning. Y'all all right? Man, I mean, this is for me. I'm just preaching me up here. You know, this is what I need to do. Chad, did you do it for me too? Amen. Praise God. Listen, that's how you make an A, guys. Attitude. Acknowledge. Don't be afraid. Take action. Let's see what happened. Here we go. When you take action, here's three things we want to say to you about taking action. You got to come down. That's what Peter did. He said, if it's you, command me to come. You've got to come down. You've got to quit trusting in yourself, thinking you got the cat by the tail here. You hear me? You got to quit thinking about it. You got to say, listen, I've got to trust the Lord. You've got to come down. You've got to come down. Oh, man. Out of that boat. And you got to start trusting. Trust His Word. Believe it. Says, this is what the Bible says. I believe it. I don't care if hell freezes over. I'm going to trust God's Word. Trust Him like that. Number two, come down. Next, walk. If you're going to walk through these storms and walk on water, you got to start to obey Him. Trust His Word. And oh, man. I don't know. Are you serious? Are you serious about this giving to your work? The Lord, though? Man, I don't think I'm going to go broke. Yeah? Listen, start trusting. Are you hearing me say, talk to my neighbor about Jesus? Look, dude, look, you can do it. But you got to start walking. You hear me say, commit your way to Him. God can do great things in storms. Oh, because you start to trust Him. You start to obey Him. He's got your attention. The last thing is this. Go to Jesus. That's what Peter did. Wasn't Peter fine as long as he was walking to Jesus' side? He was looking at Jesus. He was going to Jesus. You know when I get in trouble, Chad? When I stop going to Jesus. You hear me? I start following me, my ways, my plans, my attitudes, my actions, instead of His way. That's how we take action. Come down, walk, go to Jesus. Keep moving. Walking on water. What did Peter do? I'm not going to spend a lot of time. I certainly ain't going to crack on Peter, because Peter taught us a great lesson. He taught us how to walk on the water, man. And we can do it. What did Peter do? Verse 30. When he saw the wind boisterous, when he saw the what? Wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. So Peter did two things. Look at it right quick. He saw the wind and was afraid. I want you to remember that. He saw the wind and was afraid. The second thing that Peter did, he began sinking. He began sinking. When he started to sink, he cried, Lord, save me. Let's keep moving. And this is important today for us, for our heart. What do you do when you become weak in a storm? How many have been there? Or maybe you're there right now. You become weak in the storm. You're in the storm. It's still storming. You were trusting, you were walking, you were following, but you're becoming weak. I just don't know if I can make it. What do you do when you become weak? We all become weak, don't we? Say, anybody say they don't become weak in a storm, they're lying. We all get weak in these storms that come into our life. What do you do when you become weak? Here they are, right here. Matthew 14:31. Immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand. He caught him. He said unto him, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? Where did you doubt, Peter? So what do you do when you become weak? Here's what you do. What did Peter do? He was walking on the water and he saw the what? He saw the wind. You know what? I don't want to get too personal, but last night I was taking a bath. Can't get no more personal than that, can you? I was taking a bath last night in the old clawfoot tub we had. Because I'm from the country. We like that kind of stuff. My tub was actually a tub that we fed our donkey in for 10 years, so it's really old fashioned. Well, we fixed it all up. We glazed it. It's real nice. But I'm sitting here in the tub, and we got these little blind things in our master bathroom. They're old, too, and I can flip them, and I can look out and see the bay from up there, that's the third story. And I can see the water and the wind blowing the trees. But so I started looking up at the sky. If I look at the palm trees, those suckers are doing this. Last night. But you know what? When I looked up at the sky, I couldn't see anything. I couldn't see any wind. You can't see the wind. Did you know that, Sam? You feel the wind. You can see what the wind does to the palm tree. But you can't see the wind. I'm convinced most of the times in the storms, we start sinking because we're looking at the wind. We're looking at the wind. And that's what happened to Peter. He saw the wind. And that's what we need to stop doing, friend. We need to stop looking at the wind. When you get weak and when you're frail, when you're falling, listen, stop looking at the wind. Look up! You're hearing me. Look up! What if I look down here and blow it? Look up! For crying out loud. Look up there! Man, look up there after the storm and watch it tonight, those stars. I hope they pop out tonight. Boy, they're just fine, aren't they? So, look up! He's fine! Everything's in control! I can make it! Stop looking at... Sounds crazy, doesn't it? That's what Peter did. That's what the Lord laid on my heart this week anyway. He helped me this week. Next, call on Jesus. What's that word?
Early.
Was Peter drowning? Say, was he drowning? Boom. He started to sink. He started to say, man, I hope I'm right here. He started saying, Jesus save me! He didn't wait, and he was like, some of us are so stubborn, so full of ourselves, so full of pride. We about got to be dead in a hammer before we ask God for anything. Friend, listen, call on Him early. Amen? If you're in a storm and you're feeling weak, call on Him early. Don't wait till your ship is sunk, for crying out loud. Call on Him. Get help. Go to His Word. Seek help. Counsel. Prayer. Get on your knees. Cry out to God. Seek Him early when you start feeling weak. Number three, know He will hear you and help you. Know it. Amen. Boy, Peter knew it, didn't he? He knew who to call on, didn't he? Tell you what, next time somebody comes up to you and says, what about this religion? What about that religion? All I know is when I'm sinking, I'm going to call on Jesus. Amen. That's what I'm going to do. You call on them other names if you want to. I got it on good record in the Word of God. There's a name I can call on that's above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And you'll call on them, hand ain't no boot. I could give a hoot. Listen, that's the way it is. That's what the Bible says. Call on the name of Jesus. That's what Peter did. He can help you today. Know that He's going to hear you and help you. We see that when Jesus took him by the hand, boom, he was safe. And you'll be okay. Number four, know He's going to see you through your storm. Know it. When you're in a storm, know God's going to take care of me. You're going to see me through this storm, Lord. I don't understand. I'm getting beat up. Maybe your family's falling apart. Maybe you're losing your children. I don't know what it is. Maybe you've lost your job. I don't know what it is. But you can say with confidence, God, You love me. And I'm going to make it through this storm, Lord. I'm going to make it through this storm. Teach me, Lord, what can I do? How can I prove? What can I do in this situation? But I know You're going to be with me. You're going to see me through. We're going to get to the other side, Lord. Keep moving. We're almost done today. Matthew 14, 32. And when they were what? Come into the ship. Into the boat, ship, the wind ceased. Peter was fine when he came into that boat. Let's keep moving, Raj. A couple of other things. And we're done. The message is pretty much done. Storms grow us. Got anybody with faith this morning that would say that with me? Storms grow us. One more time. Tell the Lord. It ain't pretty. They're telling them, would you? Storms grow us. You know, it's something. I like to talk to folk anyway. You know, it's a call of God. I feel like it's something God wants me to do. But you know, you let these hurricanes come like we had just this past week. Everybody and their brother's going to Home Depot. They're at the grocery store, in the parking lot. It's not a bit of trouble to talk to people, is it? You know, you're getting ready for somebody you don't even know. You'll go, you getting ready for the hurricane? Yeah, man, how about you? Yeah, I'm getting some water and some stuff like that. What you getting? Well, I'm getting me a generator. Oh, I already got one of them. You got gas already for the car? You don't even know these people you're in a conversation. Because you're connected. Storms have a way of connecting you to the real world. Okay? Most of us go through, I've got to watch my language, mess. Stuff. Most of us go through that in our life. And people that don't go through it, we can't even relate to those people. There's a world out there that if you will stop whining about the storm, start walking on the water, going through those storms. Listen, there's a whole new world that's going to open up to you out there. People are going to start going, you go into the hurricane, Angie, what you get? Yeah, I'll give you some water. What you get? I'll give you a generator. Yeah, got gas? Mm-hmm, got gas for the car. How about you? You know what I mean? That might seem crazy. Storms grow us. They have a way of growing us. They grew the disciples. Here's the two things. The disciples were in two storms that we read about today. Matthew 8 and then Matthew 14. The first one, Jesus was in the boat with them sleeping. The second one, he was out of the boat and came to them walking on the water. You with me? What did they say at the first one? They said, "What manner of man is this?" What did they say in the second storm? Then they cried. They worshiped him. And they said, "Of a truth, you're the Son of God." Storms grow us, don't they? They take us to a place where Jesus is this powerful man. And they get us to the place where we fall on our feet, on our face rather, before his feet. And we go, "You're the Son of God." I don't know about you. Who do you want to go through a storm with? Somebody who you think's a man or somebody who you think's God? So, yeah. I like the fact that Jesus came, was born, grew up as a man. But if that was it, I wouldn't have a lot of comfort right there. But the fact that he's the triumphant, living Son of God, and he walks in my storms with me. Now, buddy, we talk. He grew these guys. They were growing. They needed to go in that storm. They didn't need to stay on shore and make him king. They need to make him king in their life. They need to put him right there. It ain't about us having a kingdom and kicking Rome's tail. It's about us being free from sin and living for the Lord and trusting him. Are you seeing it today? Storms grow us. I think we're done with this statement. I started out the message today saying, I believe we can still walk on water. I know some of you folks, you don't realize it. You bless me. Some of you in this building, you bless me in unbelievable ways because I've been watching you and looking at you, not to judge you, to get encouragement from you, because I see you struggle. And yet you keep making it. That says to this preacher, hey, they make it, I can make it. Amen? You're a blessing. Buddy, let's keep making it. Amen? Through the storms of life. Let's walk on water.